On today's episode, we talk about the inevitability of a paid FastPass system and the reopening of the remaining Disney World hotels. We also have a mini trip review about our short trip last week involving the first night of Happily Ever After, Casey's Corner, and our stay at Spring Hill Suites. This is episode 357 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello everybody and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee and I'm joined as usual by my lovely wife, and happy birthday to her. She's a birthday girl today, Jamie Lee. So Jamie, how are you doing?
Thank you. I am doing great. How are you?
I am good. We are the same age for a day.
Yes. One day.
One day.
And that age is 25.
Oh, of course. I was going to, yeah.
Because we haven't aged in.
I'm better. I'm going from 24 to 25, but it's fine. I'll deal. I'll handle it. It's no big deal. So.
But your birthday's tomorrow.
It is. Our birthdays are a day apart. So, yes. Yeah. July is just a birthday month for basically our entire family. So both of our birthdays, both our kids' birthdays, your mom's birthday.
Your brother's birthday.
Yeah. He's in there. He barely got in there on the 31st.
Your cousin, your uncle.
Mm-hmm. It's a big.
It's a lot of birthdays.
It's a lot of birthdays. In the Lee family. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't really like to make a big deal about my birthday now. I mean, I'm like, you know, I'm approaching 40. I'm like, it's not a big deal. My focus is on like the kids' birthdays. Like, okay, we got to do the birthday party thing and then we got to do the presents and all that stuff. So I'm just like, thank you for wishing me happy birthday. Now you can stop. You know what I mean? I'm done. That's
don't
it.
Remind me.
No, and like anything we can do, we're going to do at Disney. So we just kind of thought.
Yeah,
we've got.
Well, because your mom's going to go with us to Disney next week.
Yes.
And so we actually get a chance to have a date night.
Like,
which is.
Like actually, like a couple hours.
Yeah, which is.
Just us.
Yeah, which is. It's rare when we get those. So we have, at this moment, we have Sebastian's Bistro, correct?
Yes. We also have Citricose.
Oh, okay.
So I made both of those. I don't know which one I want to do.
And I know you're wanting to do a California Grill.
I would love California Grill, but I mean, you guys, if you're listening, you know how hard it is to get California Grill, especially now. So that may not happen, but.
But if you did Sebastian's Bistro, we could walk over to Bar Riva either before or after. That's not a bad.
We could.
Although it's Banana Cabana right there too, though. So
true. But if we did Citricose, we could walk over and watch fireworks.
Also true.
I mean, a lot of options here.
Sophie's choice, really. If you want to make an analogy about it. But, yeah, so we'll be doing that this next week. We'll be at Disney. Luckily, Elsa, not the ice princess who freezes everything, but her, I guess,
the
tropical storm,
yeah,
came through. So it mostly just rained. Just a lot of rain.
Well, here it did.
Here it did.
Yeah.
It was a lot of rain. So,
yeah.
But that'll hopefully we'll move on through. And
Disney didn't really get affected.
As far as I know, it just did a lot of rain. So.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, a lot of rain, some wind. But, you know, I think they knew kind of it was since it was downgraded to a tropical storm from a hurricane, that it wouldn't be too bad.
Elsa got demoted on the way in.
No ice, no snow.
Yeah.
Just rain. So.
Yeah. So. But yeah, so that'll be looking forward to next week. But today we're going to talk about, we got some news. Mm-hmm. And then going to do a mini trip review about we were there for the first night of fireworks, which we were going to do this episode about the fireworks only on Monday, but Jaime was a little bit under the weather.
I figured
we'll just save it for this and make this a little extra content in this episode. So yeah. We're going to talk about the fireworks. We're going to talk about, we ate at Casey's Corner as well,
mm-hmm.
which is actually the first time I've eaten there in a very long time. Well, for one thing, it hasn't been open, but
right,
I mean,
right.
Years. And then we also stayed at Spring Hill Suites over in Flamingo Crossing. Mm-hmm. So we will, as we hit all those Flamingo Crossing hotels, we're
going through them.
Yeah. So we'll talk about which ones are, what we thought about it. Mm-hmm. So, but before we do that, we just want you to check out some of the other shows on the Capture the Magic Network. We've got the Capture the Magic Universal show, which is where we talk about Universal Studios. And mm-hmm. That will be coming up in the next couple of weeks. We'll do one there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Trip Tales, which is Jamie's Trip Report show. Mm-hmm. And that's a once a month show. Mm-hmm. And next one will be coming out later on this month, correct?
Yep. My July Trip Tales is currently, she's currently at Disney right now. So it'll be coming out in a couple of weeks.
That dish is brewing. Is that what you'd say? That episode's brewing?
It's brewing. Yeah. Just like a...
Or maybe not.
Cup of... Like a pot of coffee.
Yes.
It's brewing.
Anyways, that was a bad analogy on my part. But anyways, those are where basically it's like a... If you're looking to plan a Disney trip, those are really good to listen to because it's mm-hmm. like very detailed about people's trips. So
yeah.
You can check that on this feed. And if you'd like to get early access to Trip Tales, amongst other things, you can join Club 32. So Club 32, you get a week early access to Trip Tales. You get access to our Club 32 exclusive show, Distory, where we talk about the past, present, and future of Disney, anything Disney related. Last episode was about
Pop Century. Pop Century.
I had All Stars in my head. I was like, that's not right. Pop Century, Art of Animation, about basically how they were abandoned for a period of time before the backstory. So it's a really interesting backstory there. We also have the Club 32 Speakeasy, where I just hang out on the back porch with usually a cigar and a drink and hang out. So that'll be this Friday as well. We have Cool Kids Kitchen, where Jamie and I recreate a Disney dish, which is always a lot of fun. And then we have the Marvel Chat, so we're doing that with Loki right now. Plus, you get your own podcast feed. Plus, you get 20% off CTM apparel and you get live streams in the park. Get tons of stuff. So, again, go to ctmvip.com. You get yearly or monthly options and even a free trial if you just want to kick the tires and you're not sure. Mm-hmm. Sign up for the free trial and check it out. And of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention our travel agency sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel. If you're looking to go to Disney or Universal, be sure to head over to travelwithzip.com. There's a quick form there you can fill out, tell them what you're looking to do, and they will get hooked up with the agent and help you plan a great trip. And honestly, they make your life much easier. You don't have to stress about things. And if you want to make changes or if, you know, they can tell them to look out for things, it's really a great asset to have. And plus, you don't have to pay anything extra for it. It's included. So it's basically like a free travel assistant.
Yeah.
So why not take advantage of it?
True.
Plus, if you book a trip through travelzip.com, if you look at least a 3-night package, we're going to throw in some goodies as well. You're going to get a free t-shirt from us. You're going to get $10 in shop credit. And then Zip is also going to have a gift waiting for you at your resort, like a VIP, so you can do that. So again, go to travelwithzip.com and check them out. And of course, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast or left us a review, we please ask you to do so. And before we get into the show, I just want to mention on Monday we have a special episode. We got to do a interview with a very special guest. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. We've recorded it last night. It was really, I don't know, I really enjoyed it.
It was great.
I think you guys will love it. And it's an inside look at some really cool aspects of Disney that, I'll leave it at that. Really cool aspects about Disney and a really cool story. And somebody I think we'll have on the show again because mm-hmm. it was a good time. So
yeah,
check that out on Monday. So, okay, let's talk about the news. We just got a couple of news stories, nothing big.
Well, our discussion is very, very heavy. We got a lot to talk about from our trip, so just a few news things.
Yes. So the first one we've got is Disneyland Paris, and this kind of plays into what we think may happen in Disney World. Mm-hmm. Disneyland Paris has announced their new Disney Premier Access system.
Yes. So Disneyland Paris just announced, I think it was Tuesday, that they'll be replacing their free FastPass program with a new offering called Disney Premier Access. And this program is similar to what is offered in Shanghai. And a paid offering is now rumored for Walt Disney World. This has been a rumor for quite a while. But here is kind of how it's going to work. So they have a standby pass, and this is free. And the new standby pass is a free service available there with their app. During certain periods of the day, you'll need to reserve a standby pass to be able to join the queue for some of the most popular attractions during a specific allocated 30-minute time slot. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's a standby pass.
Gotcha.
It's only activated for certain periods of the day, usually like during the middle, so the beginning, the end, probably not. You can only have one standby pass at a time. You can't cancel or transfer a standby pass, which is weird. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's kind of the basics of it. So Disney Premier Access is paid. Now, if you want to do this, this is how it works. So you go to the app, you sign into your account, you link your tickets and everything, and you choose an attraction, select the guest that you want to ride, and you'll be offered a time slot depending on availability. After you've paid, you head to the line of the attraction during your allocated time slot and present your QR code, like on from your app.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pricing for Disney Premier Access will be per ride and range from £8 to £15 depending on the attraction and day of the visit. Now, do you know what £8 is in dollars?
I don't know the exact trend.
I think it's like $4.50.
It's something like that.
It's like $4 or $5.
Yeah.
On the low end.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say round it to $5.
Let's say five bucks.
You may buy a maximum of 3 Disney Premier Access for each attraction per guest per day, and up to 12 Disney Premier Access for one attraction and one time slot at a time, depending on availability. And there are a limited number of slots per time period in attractions. It's valid for a single use only for a chosen attraction and given a time slot on the date of purchase. You can only buy Disney Premier Access for one attraction at a time. To buy it for another attraction, simply start another purchase and select the attraction you want to ride to see if there are any time slots available. And then they list what's available at Disneyland Paris. Okay. So the thought here is that Disney will do something similar to this. So in Disneyland Paris, if you are a family of 4 and on the lower tiered attractions that are doing the Disney Premier Access, if you have a family of 4, you're going to be spending about $20 on one ride.
Yeah.
Okay. You could do this maximum of three times per attraction, per guest, per day. So if you want to do it 3 more times, then you're talking $60 added on to Fast Pass or to the paid Fast Pass.
Yeah.
So I don't think that Disney would do this on a per ride basis. I feel like Disney will do a paid Fast Pass.
I think
that's inevitable.
100% they will.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think it'll be more of a package thing. Like I think you'll be able to buy, like, in your vacation package that they sell to, like, you know, obviously annual pass holders wouldn't do this because we're local and we go all the time. But like if you're coming on your once a year vacation with a vacation package, I think they'll sell it as like a bundle.
Yeah. When I saw this get released, I was a little surprised how it's set up, and it made me think. But at the same time, too, as much as we say, I agree. I think Disney would much more go with a package type thing or something like Universal does.
Right.
But at the same time, you're telling me right now, if for most people that, like, say, and I don't know if Rise would fall into this, but let's say Rise of the Resistance, and you could just pay for a family of 4, you pay $20, and you get to ride that, people would pay it.
Now, we're in Club 32 right now, and I was corrected. It's actually $11 is £8. So we're talking even more money than that.
Either way,
you're looking at $40+ for one ride.
I think the point still stands.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are people, if you're going to tell them for a family of 4, I think people would pay that for certain rides. Because I think what they're looking at, I think the way FastPass will happen and come back is, they'll bring it back. You'll probably still get. Now, okay, I shouldn't say probably. My guess would be, or if I was going to set this up, I have no idea. But you still get your free fast passes for the lower tier attractions. You know, teacups, whatever. Like those, because all those lines are still going to have fast passes to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to have to pay for, you know, no one's going to pay to get a teacup fast pass, right. But you could have this part. Right. So you're still getting it technically for free, but what they would reserve the higher tiered attractions for the potential paid fast passes. That's why I see it possible being a pay per ride basis, because it'd be like, okay, you want to ride. Remember how they used to tier the attractions with the fast passes?
Yeah.
And just take those tiers and put them into paid. And then that would become, first off, if they did it per ride, that probably would cut down on the amount of people using the per ride. That would make it very quick. I mean, the more premier, the more expensive you make it, and then maybe playing with price points, the quicker that ride would actually be to get on. I mean, if it was, versus the way Universal does it. Maybe they're trying to think, instead of having a whole bunch of rides you can ride, it's like you're paying for specific ones you want. I don't know. Or they could do both. They could have you pay per ride, or you can just buy a whole thing for $100 and you can ride all the top tier attractions.
You think they'd do both? They might do both.
They could. I mean, that wouldn't be, you know, if it was, I'll put it this way. If it was me and I was looking at this, that's probably something I might look at doing, is saying, okay, you pay per ride, or if you just want to pay $150 for a pass for a day,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, give you access to them all. But I don't know.
Well, I think, I don't know. The per ride thing, I don't know if that's just too complicated. I don't know if they would do that. But I can see them doing, like I was saying, like a Universal Express Pass, where you buy, like, you know, it's $100 a day per person,
yeah.
for the express line. I would like to see something where if you were staying at a deluxe, it's included in your stay.
I agree with that.
I would like to see that. I don't think Disney would do that, to be honest. But, I really don't see them doing that.
But they're doing the extra hours for the deluxe ones.
I know.
So that leads me to think that they're definitely...
But they're not losing any money there.
True. But they wouldn't necessarily be losing money on this either, per se, if they did that for the deluxes. I mean, if they're trying to drive people to stay in deluxe, that's a great way to do it. And that's a big perk about mm-hmm. Universal, is you stay... You know, if you're a family of four, that the Express is probably, what, let's say it's $100 per family per day. You're looking at $400. Where you stay at, like, Portofino Bay, you know, you can get that for, like, $285 a night or somewhere around that range.
I mean, you can save a lot of money.
So you could save a lot of money just by staying mm-hmm. in the hotel, and then they've got you on property. You spend money by eating and drinking there, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So it depends on how they want to go about it. I definitely think either way we're looking at a paid FastPass option without a doubt. I would be utterly shocked if they bring FastPass back exactly how it was before.
No, I don't think. I don't see
agreed.
That
I think no. I would be shocked if they did, but
this has been a rumor for years. So
yeah,
this is just
and that's why I think that maybe they lessen that blow with still having a free option, but having the top tier ones being paid in some level. But even with it, I know people will complain about it. I guarantee people will pay it and do it because if you're there once a year or once every once in a lifetime, and you're mm-hmm. saying I want to ride Rise of Resistance and I want it, if you can pay for it, then people would probably do it. Especially that ride. Now, I don't know if they would do it as part of it, but I think that one specifically, people would for sure pay.
Yeah. You agree.
So we shall see probably pretty soon, because my guess is they're going to bring FastPass back before the 50th.
Maybe. I mean, we've got like 3 months. Yeah, they might.
I think we see it sometime soon. So
they did uncover some of the FastPass kiosks.
I know. I saw that.
I don't know what that meant, but okay.
Yeah. So, all right. We'll move to the next story. Is the rest of the closed Walt Disney World hotels have reopening dates now?
Yep. So Disney announced today on Wednesday, as we continue to take a measured and deliberate approach to reopening our Disney Resort hotels, we are happy to share we will start accepting bookings on July 8th, 2021, because it's Jared's birthday, for Disney All-Star Resort Music. That's going to be beginning September 16th is when it opens. Port Orleans Riverside opens October 14th. Port Orleans French Quarter opens October 28th, and All-Star Sports opens December 9th. It says we're excited to continue welcoming guests to hotels that have recently opened, like Disney's Boardwalk Inn, and we're busy preparing Disney's Polynesian Village Resort for arrivals beginning on July 19th and Animal Kingdom Lodge on August 26th.
So, all the rest of the hotels have opening dates.
So, officially, all of them will be open by December 9th.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm excited for the Port Orleans ones, because this is one of two hotels I have not stayed at before.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to check them off my bucket list.
Yeah.
So, you know, we know they're far away from like the lobby and transportation and stuff, but we really want to stay in the Royal rooms, the Tiana rooms.
Yeah.
At Riverside for our daughter.
I'm pretty sure she would love that. So,
uh-huh. She would love it. So that'll probably be something we'll do here soon. So
I could see that being the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but All-Stars, I mean, like, okay.
I'm not really super excited about All-Stars, but you know, they'll be reopened. So there you go.
Yeah. And then All-Star Movies is getting the lobby's getting a refurb for like months.
Yeah.
It's not open. It's, I think they they're closing it on the 12th of this month, or like starting it, and then they're not going to be done with it until October. So.
Okay.
There you go. If you're staying in All-Star Movies, you'll have some construction.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Well, the next piece of news we've got is the new Coco scene is coming to Mickey's PhilharMagic. And after we just talked about this last week, I feel like
they were listening. The Bobs.
Bob and Josh were listening.
They were listening.
I'm guessing it was Josh.
Well, we had talked about our favorite show attractions.
Yes.
And that was one of the ones that we didn't. They weren't. It wasn't our favorite, and we talked about how outdated it was. So
we can't have them speak ill of this.
This was, this is very funny timing.
What do we do, Bob? Put Coco in there.
We don't really know much about it, but it's a new animated scene, based on Coco, and the musical number Un Poco Loco will anchor the new scene when it opens to guests at California Adventure, Disneyland Paris, and then Magic Kingdom later this year for the 50th celebration. According to Disney, this will be the first time Disney and Pixar animators have worked on a creative endeavor where characters from both animation studios will be seen together on screen.
Okay.
So that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
See, producer says no scenes are being removed to make way for Coco, with a new sequence being an addition to the show. We don't really have any information about what the show's or what the scene's going to be. It's just that it will be added. So
yeah,
so I'm okay with this.
Yeah,
it needed to.
It could use a little something.
Refresh. So, yeah. It'll make me want to watch it again.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, that's it.
Well, very good. All right. Well, we've got a poll time before we get into our little mini trip review, trip report, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. So what is your poll time? First off, I should explain what is poll time for those that may not be aware, and what is your poll time?
Poll time, I post a poll in the Capture the Magic Community Facebook group every Monday, and it's just a random question about Disney, sometimes pertaining to what's going on in the news, sometimes not. But I ask all the members, and they can vote on the poll and then kind of leave me feedback of what they're thinking. So this week, I posted the question, what is your favorite season to visit at Walt Disney World? Season being a couple of things, and I'll tell you what I'm talking about. So there's Christmas season, which basically starts first week of November until the end of the year, including New Year's.
Yes.
Okay. Winter season, which is after New Year's, through January, including like the Princess Half Marathon and all that. Spring would be March to like May, or Flower and Garden, spring break, Easter, all of that. And summer would be June, July, August, including up to like Labor Day, but not including food and wine. That was a hard one. So here, these are the results. So Christmas season got 38%.
I agree with this.
38% of people said that was their favorite season to visit Walt Disney World. Fall was close behind with 34%. And that was like, that's Halloween. That's, basically September and October, basically, in food and wine. Winter was 16%. Spring was 11%. And poor summer, 1.7%.
Honestly, this poll...
It's too hot.
It all makes sense. None of it really surprises me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's when most people travel. Although fall, like, I remember when we went in September of 2015... It was like the end of September, early October, and it was like dead.
Well, though it's very different.
It's very different now. I mean, that was like 6 years ago. But yeah, I remember that. Like, no, hardly anybody went in September.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Christmas season is the best. So I would say that's a solid choice. So good job. Good job, those who made that. But yeah.
Very good. So thank you, everybody, for participating in the poll. Thank you very much.
Yes. So, all right. Well, before we get into our mini trip report, just want to mention, if you would like some fantastic wear and shirts to wear when you go to the parks, then you should go check out CTM Apparel. Go to ctmshirts.com. We've got some new Tower of Terror designs. One is Mr. Dwight Schrute, who he never got to do the bed and breakfast with the devil, but he did become the regional assistant to the regional bellhop.
Yes.
That's his role. And he's typical Dwight to the guest. So there's a shirt, you know, representing that. And then we have a design where the Hollywood Tower Hotel is basically trying to get rid of that rumor that their elevators don't work. So they have that one as well. Plus, we've got People Mover shirt, the Rapunzel shirt, flying mm-hmm. pink. We got a lot of the cool ones in there. Again, go to cteamshirts.com. And then we're going to have some new releases this month. I think we're going to do a Halloween one here pretty soon.
Yes.
Because people are getting ready for Halloween. Mm-hmm. So we got a couple of releases coming up this month toward the middle to the end of the month as well. And if you'd like 20% off the shirts all the time, again, join Club 32 because you get basically the best prices all the time. So,
yeah.
But yeah, again, go to ctmshirts.com and check those out. We've got hats and stuff as well if you'd like some stuff mm-hmm. to put on your head. So, all right. All right. Well, let's talk about our trip, our little day and a half trip we went on. We were going to do Blizzard Beach on this trip, and then we didn't end up doing it because it was looking rainy, and then it actually didn't end up raining, but the kids were really tired.
They were exhausted.
Jamie kind of started not feeling so good.
Yeah.
So we just went home. So yeah. we will do Blizzard Beach another time.
Yeah.
And I told Jamie to kind of quit listening to those weathermen because they're terrible. Yeah. I believe there's like four times the past 2 weeks where she's like, well, it's supposed to rain, and then it's like bright and sunny. So
I know. Okay.
Listen, they're liars.
They're not liars. They just don't know. They're trying their best. All right.
It's the only job I know of. You can be that wrong and still have a job. But anyways.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, so we will do Blizzard Beach another time. So we're talking about the fireworks,
yeah.
Talking about Casey's Corner, and then we will talk about Spring Hill Suites where we stayed. So
start with fireworks.
Start with some fireworks. So that would be the first night that the fireworks came back.
Yeah, so we made it a goal to actually be there on the first night. And I say we, I mean me, because I really wanted to be there. I don't know, you like fireworks, you do, but just not like as much as I do.
I was excited to be there.
Okay,
I mean,
okay. Okay, I guess
we're having an excitement contest.
No, but like I show my excitement differently than you do, so maybe that's why I can tell.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I have excitement. I just don't outwardly always show it.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we got to Magic Kingdom about 4 o'clock ish, and we rode Pirates at first, and it was drizzling. It was like kind of raining, kind of not.
It basically rained all evening.
Yeah, but like it was okay until about 5:30. And then it started pouring.
Yes.
Like it poured for probably, I don't know, half an hour. And then it just didn't stop raining. It just kept kind of like raining enough to just be kind of just an annoyance almost.
It was enough where the whole evening my shoes and socks were soaked.
Oh, ours too. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it was just one of those like, which is always the most annoying part. But yeah.
So. We did mobile order Casey's. Before the fireworks, because we really wanted to try it.
Yes.
And we did this when it was pouring, so it was kind of good timing because we found a table underneath, so we weren't like getting soaked. But we made the mobile order early enough to where we didn't have to wait too long.
Yeah.
I think we got on that because by the time we got over there, it was busy. Yeah.
But we'll talk about Casey's after we talk about the fireworks. So
yes. So being the first night, we kind of didn't know how early we needed to get a spot. I was thinking 2 hours.
There were people camping out. We got there before. There were people already getting their spots ready. Now, the rain, I think, may have interrupted them.
Yeah.
But there were people already camping out their spots at like 4:30.
Yeah. There were people just standing around at like 4:30.
I'm like, that's a long time for waiting for some fireworks. But yeah, there were people there that early doing that.
And we passed through the hub a couple times. I would say around 6 is when I saw a little more people kind of gathering. So like...
Yeah.
3 hours before the fireworks started at 9:15. But we're like, okay, we don't have to get our spot this early. This is too early. So we did teacups. We did Little Mermaid. What else did we do? Oh, Carousel in there sometime.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up getting a spot about 7:30.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And our spot was, I'm trying to explain this. So if you're walking down Main Street and you go onto the left side on the sidewalk, there's two like sections you can walk toward Adventureland, like the first two. We were in the second pathway, like right by it, because it was roped off for, I don't know who it was for. Like
I believe there
Orlando
was
Health or something.
Well, they had a lot of sections. So you had media, you had travel agents or in travel agencies, and you had there was just certain sections roped off for various different people.
Right. So we found the spot right next to the rope because no one could walk back and forth in that walkway. It was roped off. Yeah. So we just kind of set all the strollers. We had two big strollers right there, and it was actually a really good spot.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad.
It was great for the projection. I felt like it was a really good spot. Now, with Happily Ever After, because of projections and the fireworks, if you get too close, sometimes it you have to kind of look around a little bit more. So I figure if you stay a little bit back, like behind the main hub area, you could have a better view. Just FYI.
I agree. I think you're back a little closer toward the main street, main road there. I think you should get a better vantage point of everything.
Yeah.
And if anybody was curious if, you know, the first night of fireworks back, if people would, you know, how would people be? Would they be spacing? I can rest assured you that people are exactly the same. And they do not respect your space. they were pushing for, I mean, it wasn't bad. Nothing was bad, but people were definitely, it was close.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you're still weary about being out there, you know, post COVID stuff like that, the fireworks show, unless I guess you could just hang out way at the back of Main Street, maybe that may be a good spot. But other than that, plenty of people. It's already getting
lots of people.
I took the kids to ride. We were hanging out with Molly and her daughter part of the time. So our daughter, we had about an hour. So my daughter, she wanted to go ride Buzz Lightyear.
And I stayed at the stroller or the spot. I pretty much stood there.
So
the
we were only gone for maybe 30, 45 minutes and came back and coming back to find you was it was very packed and hard to. Luckily, I knew exactly where you were at. But
what was it, like 30 minutes before it started? Maybe
somewhere around there.
So you were a Buzz Lightyear. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said the carousel.
No, I said Buzz Lightyear.
Sorry.
Yeah,
my bad.
but yeah, so it's definitely busy and you know it was really cool. There's a lot of, you can feel the anticipation in the air. People are excited.
Oh my gosh, so excited.
Did you cry?
Did I cry? I shed a little tiny
Did
tear
you?
Always at the Tangled part every single time.
Well, you just like Tangled, the movie, though.
I do like it, but it's the song, it's the floating lanterns. It's so pretty every time. I can't help it.
Well, okay. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did.
Our son didn't want to be held. We put him back in the stroller, and he was watching it from the stroller. He thoroughly enjoyed
it. Yeah, he just didn't want to be held. I don't know why. I just wanted his own space, I guess.
He doesn't want to be manhandled.
But he was watching the fireworks from the stroller, so he was happy. Yeah. It was fine.
yeah, our daughter enjoyed it. She was excited. She likes fireworks like that. But no, it was...
Yeah.
It's still like... I would say it's the best fireworks show, you know, in general I've seen. Yeah. It's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were elements maybe that changed a little bit between the last time, but it's been so long as I've seen it. I can't say for certain. Mm-hmm. I felt like there were things in there that weren't there before.
Well, Tinkerbell did not fly because of the rain.
Right.
So that was missing. But I honestly didn't know any of the other elements.
Yeah. There was just saying again, nothing may have changed. It may have just been me imagining it, but, yeah. So
do you want to tell the story about that gentleman that was standing really close to me, and I was like, "Who are you?"
As a story that is, you know, people not respecting space. So when we came back from Buzz Lightyear, I was walking and I could see Jamie, and there's two strollers, and Jamie's behind one, and there was a other gentleman behind the other one, and I was like, "Oh, maybe Jamie knows him," but he was older too. He was, I'm not an old man, but he was definitely older than we were.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, "Interesting." So I just walked up and Jamie had a look on her face, and I was just like, "Who's your buddy?" And she was like, "I have no idea." And then he he kind of looked over and saw me and sort of backed up. But it was very strange because the guy was just standing behind a stroller that was not his. Like, to the point where it looked like it was his stroller.
So
it was just interesting.
So he was getting too close. He was getting too close. I had the strollers. I had all the stuff. Like he was just getting right beside me and right in front of our things. And like, I was just like, it was very uncomfortable. I was like, okay, I'm trying to figure out how I can do this without being rude, But I did. But sometimes, I wanted to like.
Sometimes you just got
to
be rude.
I know, but I didn't want to be rude. I was just like, I wanted to protect my space bubble, which was getting smaller and smaller. The people, there's a couple behind me that was standing, and they were talking, and they were kind of talking to him a little bit, and they asked me a question. I can't remember what the question is now, but they said something about assuming that this guy was with me. And I said very bluntly, "Oh, I have no idea who this guy is," and I answered the question. And then after that, he was a little more standoffish. But like, it wasn't until Jared got there that he moved away. But just in telling the story, it's just be aware that this like the closeness, the crowded into the hub, it's here and it's back and. Just,
well, again, it goes back to my theory. When you get around a fireworks show, people's IQ goes down about 100 points.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, yeah, it's just one of those things where
yeah.
Sometimes you got to spread out wide and put those elbows out, and you just got to, you know, yeah. You got to box out. You got to.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
We saw, let's see, Tim Tracker was there. Craig.
He was.
Mm-hmm. Craig from, like, the Diz was there. I don't know if you guys know who Brooke McDonald is. She's all over social media. She was there. A bunch of vloggers, bloggers, and such were there. So it was pretty fun though. I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie, I had a really good time. Getting out of the park, not so much, but it was very quick for what it was.
Yeah, and I will say we ran into some listeners while we were there, which is always fun and cool.
That was nice.
Getting out actually. So after a fireworks show is always, especially. Happily Ever After, it was like, you see the show and you're like, oh, that was great. Oh no, now we're going to get out of here. to be honest, it wasn't that bad. We took the ferry. We timed it. It took, how long was it again?
From the time we exited the park, like actually went through the touch points area until we got to our car, it was 45 minutes?
I think it was either 35 or 45 minutes. Which
40 minutes.
Isn't horrible given the crowd size. So, and they did something, I don't remember them doing this before, but they had it where you, to walk to the ferry, you definitely walked through, like, they kind of roped it and you were going through where they wrapped the lines around and things like that. So, it actually worked pretty efficiently, I will say. Mm-hmm. So, it definitely looked worse than what it was. You still, I mean, having a stroller is a disadvantage because people just cut in front of you constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I hit a couple people like ankles because I would be pushing the stroller and they would just cut in front of the stroller and they get clipped. And I'm like, but that's on you, but okay. So it's hard when you have the stroller because you can be very conscious and people just kind of run in and out. But
yeah,
still, it wasn't bad. It was quicker than I thought it would be. And they were running ferries a lot.
Yeah, they were. They were.
It worked pretty well. But yeah, no, I mean, it was great seeing the fireworks again.
Yes.
And excited to go see them at Epcot here this next week as well.
Yeah. And just a reminder, you can take the monorail and you can also walk.
You can walk now, yeah.
If the walkway is open between Grand Floridian and Polynesian, which has been closed because of construction. So that's just something to keep in mind.
Yes.
But yes.
Anything else you want to add about fireworks?
No, just that I love them and I can't wait to see them again.
Okay. They are okay. Great. All right. Well, let's talk about Casey's Corner. So as Jamie said, we had this during the rain, which was a good timing.
Yes.
We mobile ordered this. Mm-hmm. And for those that don't know, this is the restaurant right off of Main Street. And it's old school baseball themed.
Mm-hmm.
And they serve hot dogs. Mostly
French
hot
fries.
Dogs. French fries. Yeah, just basic classic classic baseball food, I think, is essentially the theme here. So I will say partly because of the rain and partly Casey's just crowded, but it was very crowded. And it got really crowded because everyone was hunkering down to get out of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to snag one of the stand-up tables, so we had a pretty decent spot.
Yep.
So that part was good. And then basically once we got our tables, when it started pouring, so like God was like, I'll let Jared have a couple of seconds. And then the rain. Like, I mean, it was like right when I found it, and I told Jamie that it just came down. So
grab the tail.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Do you want to talk about, I know you put the order in, you want to talk about the order process?
Sure.
And everything?
I put the mobile order in around 5:45, and it took about 20 minutes to say it was ready. So like I put the actual order in about 5:20 and it was ready to, like, my time was ready at 5:45. So I hit I'm here. And then after that it took 20 minutes. So it wasn't terrible, but I knew they were so busy. So I was like, okay, I know it's going to take a little longer. So when I went up to the cast member to show that my order was ready. She told me to go inside and wait until a cast member calls my name from behind the counter. And I was like, oh, okay. So instead of just going up there to get the food like it's ready, there were maybe like 20 something people inside, like lining the walls, waiting for their name to be called.
Really?
So it's like they said they were ready, but they weren't quite ready.
Right.
So again, once I was in there about 5 minutes, and then they called my name. And so I went out into the dining area that was inside and the condiment station. It was a madhouse. It was so busy. There was a gentleman with his tray and his food eating where the condiment station is. And I was like, okay, well, I will do my best to get everything.
No, he was legit eating in the middle, to the point to get napkins or forks, you had to reach around this guy while he's inhaling a hot dog. And he was there, by the way, for a while because
he was there when I was there.
And then I had to go get something and he was still there. And I was like,
yeah,
out of all the places you could stand,
yeah,
this being the one that's the most inconvenient for everyone.
Oh yeah.
Else.
And granted, like the seating area in Casey's was full of people sitting down, but also people just standing in the middle getting out of the
rain. It was
just so crazy.
It was hectic. Yeah.
So be prepared for that if it's raining.
Yeah. And the guy eating at the condiment station.
That was so crazy.
If you can avoid it, don't be that guy. But be careful, that guy could be around. So
yeah. Do you want to talk about what we had?
Well, you have written down we had corn god nuggets.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know you love your corn dog nuggets, but I don't know if we're going to put it on god level yet.
My corn god nuggets. Wow. Wow,
Jamie.
We got
some corn dog or corn god nuggets, fries. I had a chili cheese footlong hot dog, and then I got a mint julep lemonade.
Yeah. And, tell me about yours, because I didn't try yours.
You didn't want to. I offered it. You did not.
No, I didn't.
It was good, honestly. It was so the only really, I'm not a huge hot dog person. I do like a chili dog. I will say this was comparable to like what you'd have at Sonic. As a kid, I used to go to get Sonic, like those footlongs.
Really? Okay.
So it was very comparable to that. It was good. The hot dog was very big. It was really good. It was plenty of it, a lot of meat. So I felt like as a hot dog goes, you weren't getting this little skinny little piece of meat. It was actually pretty good, and it was all beef. Yeah. You could taste it. It was all beef, so
yeah,
it was really good.
Spicy?
No, it wasn't spicy. It was flavorful. The chili was okay. It had cheese on a little bit. The bun was a little not hard, but it wasn't as soft as it could have been, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But as chili dogs go, it was huge. It was absolutely huge.
Yeah.
So it actually did fill me up decently well, and that was like the second time I'd eaten that day, so it actually was. I was okay with eating that. And strangely enough, not to sound old, I didn't get heartburn from it. So I don't know. I kind of thought after I ate it, I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be bad," but I didn't. I didn't get heartburn.
Good.
Good. Yeah. So I mean, the fries were your typical Disney fries.
They were fine.
Nothing mm-hmm. special. Nothing bad. Mm-hmm. How was the corn dog nuggets?
They were so good.
They were good.
They were really good. I don't know. I must have had a good batch because the what's the stuff around the hot dog? The breading,
like the cornmeal type stuff.
Yeah, right? That part of it was super good. Like I don't know, it was.
Well, I think they're just good in general. I don't think you just got a good batch. I think they're just good. They're even corn god nugget level.
I mean, listen, it was just a little error that I autocorrect did not help.
I'm agreeing with you that they are that good.
All right, my corn dog nuggets were very good. Very worth it. It also came with fries. Fries were good.
The only thing
well.
I would have added to those is I would have had a little bit of dipping of mustard personally. That's just me though.
I don't really like mustard that much.
And that's just me. I like a little mustard on a corn dog.
Yeah.
That's it. But
And then I also got a mint julep lemonade. It's like a lemonade slushy.
Yeah.
That was actually not bad. I thought it was gonna taste weird with the mint and the lemon like combination together, but I actually really enjoyed it. It was very refreshing.
It was good.
It's non-alcoholic.
I would have liked it a little bit more if it had a little bit of something in it.
Right. I'm sure you would.
But it was good. No, it wasn't bad.
Yeah. That was, I want to say $6.99 for that.
Yeah.
But and the prices are pretty typical Disney.
The footlong was like $13.
Yeah. So not bad pricing. For all of it, I think it was around $30 for all of that.
Sounds about right.
So it was very good. I enjoyed it, and I'm glad we got to try it. And it was only the second day it was open. So yeah, they were still trying to, I guess they were still trying to figure it out, but.
Yes, but you know, it was good. And I mean, it was busy, but partly it was busy because of the rain. So if, anytime it rains, that place is always going to be slammed with people trying to get out from the rain. So,
would you recommend this place?
I would, if you like, if you like hot dogs and you like corn dogs. If you don't enjoy those things, then probably not. But yeah, I mean, if you just like typical, you know, baseball type foods, then yeah, I kind of, I wish they would have a bratwurst available. Yeah. Personally, I like bratwurst.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was good. I was actually pleasantly surprised at how good it was.
And I would recommend getting the mint julep lemonade if you like really sweet drinks, because it was very sweet. It did have that mint in it, but it was very sweet.
Disney doesn't skimp on their sweets.
They don't.
When they're like, they should we put more sugar or less sugar? They're like, put all the sugar in it. And that's what they do. So, yeah. So anything else you want to add about Casey's?
The only thing I'll mention is I love their costumes or their uniforms.
Yeah.
It looks like they look like catchers.
They're about to go play a game.
Yeah.
If the game breaks out, they're ready to go.
I love it. It's so good. Yeah. It's so good.
So, all right. Well, let's talk about, we stayed at Spring Hill Suites over in Flamingo Crossing. So we we're kind of hitting a lot of these off-property resorts a lot over at Flamingo Crossing, because we've got a lot of people that have been asking about off-site hotels, which we haven't stayed at a lot of in the past couple of years. So this is our second Flamingo Crossing hotel we've stayed at now.
Yes.
So if you're aware, the Spring Hill Crossing is the section, Disney owns this, and they're building up a bunch of hotels, and then they're about to be done with, there's going to be a Target over there. There's going to be a ton of shopping.
Yeah. They own the area, not the hotel.
Yes. I should say they own the area. They're developing the area.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yes.
But now that these hotels as well are, they're considered good neighbor hotels also. So that's something to note. They weren't for a bit, but now these are. So we'll be checking out more of these hotels in this area, but it's definitely a place that, I see getting a lot of attention from people. It's kind of low key right now from a lot of people's perspective, but I think it's definitely going to start getting more and more attention from people.
Like cast member housing is down the street.
And it's literally, I mean, it's a 5-minute drive and you're on Disney property. You're technically outside Disney property, but it's almost like down the road from Coronado Springs.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
But yeah, so this is Spring Hill Suites. And this is a Hilton hotel.
No, it's a Marriott.
Marriott? Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
It's a Marriott. Oh,
the Hilton was the
Homewood.
Homewood, sorry, excuse me. We stayed at Homewood last time. This is Spring Hill, so sorry.
Yes, yes.
So, all right, you want to talk about check-in and all that stuff?
Sure. So I got an email the night before from my travel agent, Lauren, from ZipDoo.travel, and she said that you could do mobile check-in now. And I was like, okay, so I followed the instructions, and you can mobile check-in and just go straight to your room if it's set up for that. And what I mean by that is they can send, like, the key. You can open the door with your phone, kind of like Disney does.
Right.
I don't think Spring Hill Suites is set up for that yet, because I had to stop and get the keys from the front desk. Not a big deal, but everything was done, and that was very quick. So I was actually really happy with that. I got a notification that our room was ready at 8:30 that morning, but we did not get there at 8:30.
A little earlier than Disney's been doing lately.
We got there at like 3.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
2:33. And we reserved a 2-queen suite.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about the room setup?
Yeah. So it was obviously 2 beds, 2 queens. Bathroom was good size. The room itself was a pretty good size. And it had a divider where you had a little bit of a wall. Then there was like a desk. And then you had your couch and a TV. And then off to the side
there.
Pull
out.
Yeah, pull out was on the. And then you had like your fridge and your coffee maker and stuff like that. So the room was a pretty decent size, I would say.
It's actually smaller than a Polynesian studio.
Yes.
I was going to tell you that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A little smaller than that. So you had mini fridge, you have a microwave in there as well, which is kind of nice.
Yes.
That's not something you always have. So the TV was kind of weird. It was angled. So the dresser that was on, like, it's not in front of the TVs. It was angled toward the couch, which was also the pullout. So if you really wanted to watch TV, you had to sit in that front room.
But it was also it's like right across from the desk. You could also see it when you're on the bed.
Yeah.
Because there's only one TV for the whole place.
It's not an optimal if you enjoy watching TV like in your bed or in your room. It's not the most optimal for that, but it was there.
Yeah.
I mean, the decor was pretty simple. You know, mm-hmm. it wasn't obviously no big theming or anything like that. It's pretty simple of what you'd expect out of a hotel like this.
Mm-hmm.
I will say the couch had the pillows on it were kind of gross. Had some stains.
Stains on it.
Mm-hmm. You know, in general, I mean, we didn't spend much time in the room. I mean, we basically checked in. We went to Disney. We got back from the fireworks about probably close to 11.
It was late.
And
yeah.
we left the next morning and went home. So mm-hmm. we didn't stay a whole lot of time in the room. But, you know, in general, I feel like the room was, it's not that old of a hotel, but it felt like the room needed updating. It just felt, things felt dated and sort of worn a bit. There's a soft goods. Yeah,
refurb.
There's a sliding door that separated the main area from the bathroom, and mm-hmm. that wasn't. It was kind of broken.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the shower was nice. The shower was nice.
You know,
the bathroom area was nice. Plenty of space, mm-hmm. so you had a lot of space in there.
It looked like they had updated the bathroom, but not the rest of it.
It's possible kind of like. They may have. Yeah. It wasn't anything bad. It's just sort of. Compared to Homewood Suites, which Homewood
yes.
was basically is a brand new hotel.
Right.
So that was kind of the difference you could tell there was this right. one, you know, and there may have been sort of the factor there. But, mm-hmm. And honestly, the rest of, so the hotel itself and the amenities and all that stuff like that were really, really nice. The low point of this hotel was actually the room itself.
Right.
And not that it was bad. It just was a little, like Jamie said, the soft goods could have used some updating.
Yeah, I mean, it had plenty of room for the pack and play. The closet was big.
You had a lot of room in the closet.
The beds were comfortable.
It was kind of awkward. The pullout was awkward to set up. It was like not much room to do, and there was really nowhere to put the cushions
right.
once you got them out too. Mm-hmm. So, wasn't ideal for that.
Okay, so let's say you have a family of five. There's two queen beds and a pullout. Family of five. Family of six. For, let's say, a week-long vacation, do you think a family of six would be comfortable in this room? Or even a full family of four or five, either one.
Well, it depends on what you're used to. Personally, for me, I would say potentially. It wasn't super small. And again, it's not like it was bad. Yeah, you could be okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be like a struggle by any means.
Yeah.
I definitely think if that were the case and we're staying for like a week, I would say go stay at Homewood.
Well, right.
If you had the choice. But you could stay. I mean, again, the room was decent sized. I don't think the pullout was probably that comfortable, if I were to guess.
Well, our daughter slept in it and she didn't really say. So.
Yeah. But from what I could tell of it. So,
yeah.
And the beds were fine. I mean, the beds we slept in were they were okay.
Yeah.
They weren't terrible. But yeah, it was just, it's kind of what you might expect from this type of hotel. And now again, the pool area, I will say about the pool area was really nice. I actually had a really nice pool area.
Yeah.
It was really big, had plenty of seating, had an outdoor restaurant there with a bar.
Yeah.
You could get ice cream. They had a fire pit. Had a fire pit there. The outdoor pool area was great.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, really nice. The pool was a walk-in pool as well for little kids.
Mm-hmm. Now, the pool is shared by Town Place.
Yeah.
Suites is just next door. It's like the sister resort.
Yeah.
So you will be sharing with the other rooms on the other side. But Spring Hill and Town Place both are very big. So together, they make like one big hotel, basically.
And like the lobby was nice. I mean, they said they serve a hot breakfast.
It's free too.
It is free. There's a line if you wait later in the morning, like we did, to go down. But they have, waffles, eggs, sausage,
muffins,
yogurt, things like that. They were out of syrup.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, they had the sugar free, which I was fine with. That's what I usually get. But our daughter Norton likes regular syrup, and they were out of that at the time. But they've got oatmeal. Your typical. I mean, it was fine. It was a good.
It was good.
And there's plenty mm-hmm. of seating in there as well. So that's one thing too about it. There's a lot of seating. So even if you wanted to, when there's no breakfast going on, if you want to go down there and sit and like do some work or hang out,
absolutely,
plenty of room for that.
Yep.
There is a frozen yogurt, basically robotic vending machine in the lobby,
mm-hmm.
Which we tried. Mm-hmm. Which we'll post a video that Jamie took a video of it.
I did, yeah.
It's $5 for a small thing of it, or regular size. It tasted fine, but I will say it was a very small amount for $5.
Yeah.
But yeah. It was, you could get two toppings, and we got sprinkles, and I never thought about putting Fruity Pebbles in yogurt, in frozen yogurt.
And it's great.
But it's really good.
Great.
So that's something you could do that. It's kind of those novelty things, like the robotic arm literally does the whole thing, and it takes probably like a minute.
Oh, there's the coffee bar. They serve Starbucks.
They'd have a coffee bar, and they say serving Starbucks, but they actually would make tons of different drinks, and so they actually had somebody working it, things like that. So they had a lot of amenity wise. Again, like it was nice. The room was, and again, I don't want to make the room out that it was bad. It was just, I don't know how to really put it. It may just be I was spoiled coming from Homewood Suites a little bit, because that was brand new hotel.
Right. And I don't know. No, this just it didn't feel as clean.
Again, it was some of the stains on the pillows and things like that.
I personally probably won't stay here again if I had the choice.
Yeah.
I probably won't. Now, we haven't stayed at Town Place, which, you know, obviously they're sister resorts, but they're set up a little bit differently, the rooms are. But we are staying at Home 2 Suites in a couple weeks or next week. And that's a Hilton. That's right next to Homewood.
Yeah.
So, you know, right now Hilton is looking better. The Marriott, but we'll see, you know, with Home 2 Suites.
Like I said, we will work our way through all of these and be able to rate them, because, you know, and it is a good, I mean, the thing is, when that area is done, in a perk too, even, you know, even if we say, okay, you know, Spring Hill compared to Homewood Suites isn't the best, that area eventually, when it's all done, you're going to have, like, across the street, you're going to have
restaurants,
a Target and restaurants and all this stuff. So
yeah.
It's going to become one of those things. I'll be curious to see how the room rates go when that stuff's done.
Way up.
I'm sure.
But I was going to mention the room rate that we paid.
Yeah, yeah.
With taxes and everything, it was $157.
Which isn't bad.
That's a weekday, so it's a Thursday night. For that room, I mean, for in the location and everything, very decent.
Yeah,
very decent. Again, the hotel though is no frills, not a ton of amenities. Just not, you know, the pool. There's the restaurant outside with the pool bar and free breakfast. But that's pretty much it.
You know,
it.
And honestly, though, the pool with the pool bar out there with the restaurant, that's something that I didn't expect from a place like that. And and honestly, that whole area out there, like it's a nice little perk, especially if you're staying in a place like that to have a pool area to hang out, because that's something you would expect from a, you know, like you think of a Disney resort and things like that. So I definitely think that's something where. It definitely was a little, you know, I was actually impressed by it a little bit. So,
yeah, it was, I liked it. But again, the room just kind of didn't rub me the right way. So I don't know.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, what would you give it? Scale of 1 to 10
for
the category. It is offsite
for its category
in,
offsite,
in a property. Budget, you know, price range.
Yeah, with the room and all the other stuff, probably a 6.
I was actually thinking 6 or 7.
Okay.
I think I would rate the amenities and things probably for that level, you know, an 8.
Okay. I don't do it that high, but okay.
Well, I mean, for that level of hotel, I would say around that area. So the room probably brought it down a little bit. But yeah, I mean, again, it's for the price where it's at, you know, you could definitely do a lot worse. It's not that it was terrible. It's just, it wasn't as nice as, you know, I would say Homewood's, at least at this point, what we can compare to in that area, which is Homewood. So we'll find out about some of the other ones here soon.
Well, and just FYI, my trip tales for July, she did a night prior to her Animal Kingdom Lodge stay, and she stayed there like 2 nights ago, last night, I think. So if you listen to the trip tales coming out later in the month, you'll get her take as well. So
gotcha.
You kind of compare.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else? That's all we've got. Anything else you want to add about the hotel?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It was just a quick trip, so we just kind of covered all the things that we just talked about.
Yeah,
so
very quick. So.
But yeah, Blizzard Beach. We'll try to do that next month.
Yeah, we'll do it here soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great. Fireworks are great. Great being back for that, and I'm glad they're back.
Me too.
Yeah, it's a good time. So. For sure. All right, well, that'll do it for the show. So I guess I just mentioned, if you guys want extra content and all that stuff, like we mentioned, apparel discounts, everything like that, go join Club 32. Go to ctmvip.com. And then if you get the yearly option as well, I forgot to mention, you also get a free T-shirt if you do the yearly. So that's something to throw in there. So we'll be doing some live streams, obviously, next week when we go to the parks. And then I'm going to do a Club 32 Speakeasy on Friday night. So you can, if you get in there in time, you can check those out. So, all right. Don't forget to check out the website. Go to ctm.show. Check us out on social media. We're at Cap the Magic at everywhere, like Instagram, all that. We're at Capture the Magic on TikTok. Go join the Facebook group, Capture the Magic Community. And I think that's all the spots to check out. So, okay. Yeah. So that's it for the show. So thank you, Jamie, for joining. And happy birthday again.
Thank you. And happy birthday to you as well.
Well, when people hear this, it'll be my birthday.
That's so why I'm saying
we have birthday. Dual birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, thank you for wishing me an early birthday. And everybody.
Thank you.
So, and everybody, thank you for listening. And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.